And I'm joined again by Rhonda Reif. We talk about ways to live with the seasons. We talk about the ways that the astrological signs affect people in one way or the other. We talk about Mercury in retrograde. That seems to be the big kahuna. That seems everybody's has heard, maybe, if they haven't heard it very often, they hear about it at least from me. Mercury in retrograde is a it's a condition that happens several times a year. It's basically it's through the stars, but it's Mercury appears to be going backward is what it is. And that's why they call it retrograde. But it seems to affect communications. It seems to affect if you're going to do any major planning or major changes or major, let's say you're buying a house, maybe not a good idea to necessarily close when it's in retrograde. But all of those things, in fact, I don't even know why, but it does seem to have an effect. And it affects communications, but it also affects, we found out last time you were here, that it affects different people in different ways.
Yes, depending upon what your zodiac sign is, and then also depending upon which zodiac sign it happens to retrograde in. So for right now, it did start, it's in Libra, and so you're looking at things that deal with justice, balance, beauty, all of those kinds of things. And so it doesn't surprise me that the deficit budget had to be raised, but they're thinking they're going to have to do it again in December. See, because we're in Libra in retrograde. So Libra deals with things like laws in the courts and all of those kinds of things. And then it's retrograde. So we're going to have to readdress it later on.
How often do we have this retrograde business?
Generally, Mercury retrogrades about 3 times a year.
Okay. And is there any other planet that has an effect or similar type of effect in terms of changing things?
It just depends upon, again, what's going on. Like Mercury's one of the faster moving planets. So for instance, today we're going to talk about Libra, and in doing some research, it was really interesting. I came up with that one of the best times for anyone to get a massage is when the moon is in Libra, and the moon changes signs about every 2 days. So there can be, different things. The planets all move in different things. So Jupiter is going to affect your luck. So if there's something retrograde with Jupiter, it's going to affect your luck. I believe it's retrograde still. Venus will affect relationships and love life. And so each planet that goes with something, Capricorn deals with career and issues with your father. So there's just different things that you look at, and then you can tell that's where it's going to be going backward, or you need to readdress something. Something will come up from the past.
All right, we're talking about a lot of things. Libra is the sign we're in right now. And what is particularly significant about Libra? It is an air sign, is that right?
It's an air sign, and it started on September 23rd, and it goes until October the 22nd. It represents the scales of justice, and it's ruled by the planet Venus, and Venus is all about relationships and love and beauty and harmony and music and the arts and all of that. So Libra is really into a lot of those things. They like the finer things in life. They appreciate the beauty in things. Like, I had a friend who was a Libra, and they were able to take a handful of weeds from the ditch and put it in a vase, and it looked beautiful. Like, they have that gift. They have that gift for just taking something and creating beauty in that. So they're very gifted that way. They're most compatible with Gemini and Aquarius, and least compatible with Aries, Cancer, and Capricorn. Their quality is cardinal, which is that they're fairly active, so they like to be going. And when you think about it, it's an air sign. Air is constantly moving. So that's the other thing, is air signs are generally in their head, and so they like to think a lot and plan a lot and what if a lot and all of that kind of stuff too. So the strengths, again, of Libra are that they're very social, they're romantic, they're charming, they're diplomatic, but they also can be very indecisive. And there's two kinds I've learned over. I have a lot of Libra friends. So I've learned over the years there's two kinds of Libras when it comes to indecision, because they're all indecisive. They're the standing on the justice. They're the scales. They're weighing everything back and forth. They're sitting on the fence, like, well, should I do this or should I do that? And a lot of times they just don't decide. But they either are the ones that they don't want to make a decision because they don't want to hurt somebody's feelings. Like, they don't want to say they'll come to your party or your graduation because they don't want to hurt their friends down the street. Or they're not going to tell you they're going to come until the last minute because they're waiting for a better offer. Like, they're going to hold out for, like, whatever's the best. So there's two sides of that Libra. Like, it's like, okay, like, what else could I be doing that's better? Or, oh, I don't want to hurt anybody. So those are kind of the, the major things with that, too, that they just basically have trouble with making that decision. They weigh everything really carefully and maybe overthink it. And so they also crave social acceptance. That's just very important to them. So, but in order to stay balanced, because they're the sign of balance, everything about balance, they need to have independence. And they love to give gifts of beauty, whether it's, you know, flowers or artwork or music or things with that too. So, and then in the ruling part of their body is it deals with anything kind of low back, lumbar area, kidneys, hips, the veins, and they also affect the endocrine glands. So there's a lot of those kinds of things too that you have to look about with that too. And again, you know, I thought it was really interesting that I've done massage for over 30 years, and this is the first time that I've come across this, where the best time to get a massage is when the moon is in Libra. But again, like I've noticed over the years, that when the moon is in Taurus, people want neck massages.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it just kind of depends. It's really interesting how the body part also relates to the zodiac sign.
I know a lot of people poo-poo astrological things, but astrology has been around for longer than astronomy, hasn't it?
Yes. And, you know, Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, he did an astrological chart for absolutely every client. So, or patient, whatever you want to call it.
Okay, so you can, whether you believe or not believe, these are things that have been believed, and they have been around for many thousands of years. But regardless of that, we're living in a pandemic era, and I think that was one of the other things we were talking about. Pandemic era, okay, flu season. This is a flu season. We're coming up on flu season. We've got we're still dealing with a pandemic, which is COVID, which is sort of flu. We're still dealing with, and we're still dealing with the politicization of everything. That's the thing that, if there's anything that's been true about the pandemic, it has amplified the distancing and the politicizing of everybody's emotions. And I don't know how you know, it's like you said, it becomes like into a circle. People go in such an extreme to one, they come back around to the circle. Is that
right? And that's
right?
What I'm seeing this going on, is that there's this paradigm shift. And again, you know, I've been an advocate this whole time that I've really been able to see the silver lining of the pandemic. Now, I know a lot of people haven't, but I think as a society, we have taken some steps back and started to appreciate things maybe more than what we used to, or recognize that those are things we should be grateful for. So again, I'm not saying the pandemic's been good. I'm just saying that there have been, you know, some things that have happened that I think have shed light on things. But what I've seen with what's going on with everything with COVID, and even before that with the election and all of the things, is that the left side has gone so far left and the right side has gone so far right that now they've met on the other side, you know, like they're meeting at the North Pole or something, and they're staring each other in the face. And there's this mirror work that's going on. And we were talking before the show that I was discussing that the 33rd parallel has a lot of influence across the world.
Right.
And we had the situation that happened over in Afghanistan, which is in the 33rd parallel, and it runs, you know, throughout the whole United States too. But when something like that happened over there, it triggered sort of almost like a fuse being lit that's going to travel all around that whole circle again too. So you see things that have happened where a lot of women's rights were halted in Afghanistan.
Right.
Then that had the impact, and it was 11 days before the government fell. So there's that master number again. And then you see, like, shortly after that, the women in Texas also had that, and it has to deal with, you know, the Dallas area runs through the 33rd parallel. Austin's where the state capital was, and it's at the 30.3 parallel, so there's the 33 number again. And now it shifted over to Los Angeles, and if you looked and have read the news, the most strict, you know, vaccine COVID protocols have happened in Los Angeles now. So again, it has to do with this sort of narrowing of what is socially acceptable.
And also what freedom is or what freedom isn't. And,
right.
And also who's controlling the freedom. Is that right?
Yes. But again, a lot of it has to do with your perception. And,
yeah.
And what we've seen is, you know, especially with some of these laws that have recently happened in Texas, the side that was always, you know, no, you don't
get
have a choice.
Get government out of my private life.
Yes. And now all of a sudden it's switched, you know, where a lot of the people with that. So again, they're doing this mirror work. And I think what's happening is we're going to have to be forced back to the middle. We're going to have to start to come back to this compromise because, you know, again, I mean, looking at everything that's going on in Congress and stuff, we've got to stop this division where it's either left or right. No, should be united.
Do you see the coronavirus or this COVID thing? We've been talking about it ending, and it looks like we have seen a decline over the last few weeks. Do you see it actually ending, or is it going to be something that's going to be kind of sticking around as kind of like a thorn in our side?
Well, last month we talked about how we switched into the lung and colon season for Chinese medicine, and that's going to happen up until December 22nd or so, 21st. So we need to be super vigilant because COVID and the flu all affect the lungs, and they can affect the colon, you know, depending on what kind of flu you get. On the news last night, they just talked about how they expect this flu season to be worse than last year because
it was not existent. It was not existent last year because we had all of the same. We did this extreme hygienic. Everybody washed their hands. Everybody, you didn't touch anything. Nobody shook hands. Nobody got together in any gatherings of hardly of any sort.
So I definitely think that people need to be super vigilant here as long as we are in this lung, colon, meridian, you know, whether you believe in Chinese medicine or not. Like, I really think that there's going to be a spike again that's going to happen. And so, you know, we need to be watching with that. But on the other show that I did, on a different program that I did a podcast, we talked about 2022 and how the numbers are showing that it's a 222, which deals with six, which is all about balance. And it's about community and family. And, you know, I believe Sylvia Brown even said that she saw this illness coming in, you know, 2019, end of 2019, starting in 2020, and that she thought that it was going to dissipate by, 2022. Now, however that happens.
I will say this. The pandemic that occurred, the Spanish flu of 1918, that pretty much was gone in 1922. That's mm-hmm. where they... That's, in fact, was 1922 before they finally felt it was safe. And that's really where we are. I guess it's what's old is new again. Things tend to work in cycles, and maybe that's the thing that we're getting to right now. The Hedda Gilbert's resale shop is coming up, and you happen to be right there.
Yeah. My office, for those of you that don't know, is in the old Apple Trees Museum, which is just across the grass from the Perkins Park shelter. So during the Hedda Gilbert sale, I'm going to have like a little open house that people can stop in and, you know, just kind of check it out if they want to look and see what the office is, some of the new retail things that I have and all of that. So if, you know, that I should have a sign out for when I'm there. So,
all right. We'll be looking for that. But again, if they need more information about any of the things or want to write you or call you, what do they do?
They can look me up on Facebook, Rhonda Reif, or they can send me an email at holistichorizons@hotmail.com. They can call me on my old fashioned landline, 319-752-0175. Or they can go to livespathwaysllc.com.
Lots of ways to get in touch. Join us again the next time we talk ways to live better and live with the seasons with Rhonda.